Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
The following teaching is presented by Father Cedric Pazenia and is entitled Live with Passion.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep, pigeons, and the money changers at their business. And Jesus made a whip of cords, and he drove them all out, and the sheep and the oxen out of the temple, and he poured over the coins and the money changers and overturned their tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, "Take these things away. You shall not make my Father's house a house of business." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house has consumed me." The Gospel of the Lord. I always love this scripture of Jesus cleansing the temple. It tells me a lot about Jesus, his enthusiasm, his zeal, as we just heard, his passion for life. Jesus was a very passionate person. He celebrated life, he loved people, and he was very proactive. He lived with a lot of zeal, a lot of energy, a lot of passion. Many people I've met who are advocates of social justice, who speak against abortion, who do things for people, the rights of the poor, they live with passion. They have taken the energy that God has given them, and they reach out with their life. Now, I want to tell you that the name of this program is called Live with Passion. One of my passions as a Catholic priest, one of my desires is to help you, no matter what your vocation is, to live it to the full, to live your life with zeal, with energy, with enthusiasm. I want you to celebrate your life, and I want you to live flat out for God. I want you to have fire in your life and to live with passion. I've discovered in my life and in the lives of other people that many people are living not passionate lives, but passive lives. What I mean by that is, well, say for example, a person might get married and they'll be married for about a year or two. And at first, there's a lot of feeling. And there's a lot of spark and there's a lot of energy. But what tends to happen is after about a year, the routine settles in and you know, the blandness happens, and it's not all that exciting all the time. And people, what happens is they tend to settle. And they don't have, like I said, the emotion, the enthusiasm that they had in the beginning. And then their marriage or their life or their work or their raising of children or their priesthood tends to become a little bit bland. What I've discovered in my life is, you know, when I come in to preach a mission into a church, as you'll see in the upcoming programs, and I proclaim the gospel, I do so with a lot of energy. I do so with a lot of passion. I do so with a lot of exuberance. And people see that and they think, wow, now he's been a priest for 15 years or so. And look at all the energy that he has. Where is he getting that? Well, I want to tell you, I get it because of a purpose that I have from God. And you can have that purpose in your life. And I'll tell you more about it in a minute. But I want to tell you that you can have passion. No matter where you are, whether you're married, single, religious, divorced, widowed, I tell people, live with passion. Live with exuberance. You've been given such a beautiful gift. Live it to the full. Jesus said, "I have come that you may have life and life abundant." He said that in John 10:10. So, you know, we're living in tough times. let's face it, I'm a realist. I know that it's hard. Gas prices are approaching $4, over $4 a gallon. There's a war going on with terrorism. The economy is inflated. People are losing jobs. I've read that not many people can take vacations anymore because of the inflation and what it costs to move and to travel. So I realize that we're in tough times, but that doesn't have to determine who you are. I also understand that many people are tired. They're trying to make ends meet. I was just golfing with a married man last week, and we were talking about his job and his family. He said, Father, he looked at me and he said, I'm tired. He said, my wife is tired. My kids are tired. We're waking up tired, and it's hard. And I understand that it can be hard. You know, maybe some of you are retired and you feel tired. It's not always the activity that does it. Sometimes you can just be at home and you can feel tired. And I understand that there's tough times and people feel tired and things are hard. And doesn't mean, though, that you have to live being stuck. Or it doesn't mean that you have to live with a passive life. You can still live with energy and with passion, even in the midst of difficult times. I heard a story about these two missionaries who were preaching in they were going door to door in the mountains of Tennessee. And they saw this one house off in a distance, and they went up the driveway and they saw this old picket fence. You know, a few pickets were missing, and it wasn't all painted. They opened this gate, you know, the gate was off the hinge, and they looked, and their grass was all high and everything. And as they're walking up the walkway, they see an old wagon wheel lying there. And as they continue on toward the house, they go up these old rickety steps, and they get up on top, and there's this old screen door with half the screen missing. They knock on the door, and here's this woman. She comes to the door with a baby who's crying. He says, there's chaos going on. And they looked at the woman. They says, ma'am, we've come here to proclaim to you eternal life. And the lady looks around, and she looks at the baby. She says, boys, I don't think I can take it that long. And what I want to say is a lot of people, you know, because of their problems and because of the difficulties, they feel like they can't take it. And they're tired, and they're overwhelmed, and there's despair and depression and discouragement. Well, in the midst of all that, I want to tell you that you can live with passion. You can have energy. You can be exuberant. You can be a celebrative person. You don't have to let those things drag you down. And, you know, whether you feel tired doesn't mean that you have to stay tired. And as I said, you know, many people are in discouragement. They're in despair. They're suffering from depression. They feel tired. They feel like, I can't take it anymore. Well, what I want to tell you is this. Look, I'm a spiritual director. I'm a counselor, I'm a preacher, a priest, a Catholic priest. And I want to tell you that, you know, in the midst of your life, you can change. You don't have to stay stuck, or you don't have to feel tired all the time. That God has come to bring us abundant life. He sent His Son to bring us a new quality of life. That's called eternal life in the Bible. Lasts forever, but it's a new quality. I'm a spiritual director. And I meet people all over the place. People that I talk to, they tell me, well, Father, they're usually in one of three areas. Father, I feel like I'm going backwards in my life, for example. Person that's, say, for example, they're overeating. They don't feel like they're moving forward, but they're going backwards. They just keep doing it. They're stuck in an addiction, for example. Other people tell me that, you know, they're working on their spiritual life, and they're trying to pray well, and they feel like they're moving forward. And that's where we all want to be. We want to be changing. We want to be growing. We want to be moving forward, progressing, maturing, as I say. But other people, most people that I meet, I hope you can understand this, they say that they feel stuck, mired, stalled, just kind of not going anywhere. If you want to say tired, discouraged, whatever it is, they're just not moving. And you can be stuck in all kinds of different areas. For example, you could be stuck in an issue like anger or impatience. That's where a lot of people are stuck. I just feel angry all the time, or cynical or impatient. Things just don't seem to be moving for me. Or beside issues, there's sins like laziness. That's kind of what I've been talking about. being lukewarm or lazy or not really moving in your life, or maybe it's a sin of lust, sexual lust. You can feel stuck in that area. Well, I want to tell you, you can move. There's other issues, sins, attitudes, despair, discouragement, just negativity. And, you know, am I really changing? And people feel stuck. How about your relationship with God? Many people talk about, you know, in the spiritual life, they feel like they're in a desert, or they feel like God is separated from them. They feel distant from God, and they just feel stuck. No matter what they do, they go to Mass, they pray, nothing seems to be happening. Or people feel stuck as a person, that they're not growing, that they're not changing. And these are all different places where you can feel stuck. Your attitude, issues, sin, relationship with God, yourself as a person. I remember one time I was talking to a woman. She gave me permission to share this story. 7 years old, when she was 7 years ago, she endured abuse from, I'm sorry to say, from her father, sexual abuse. Her father abused her sexually and her brother at different times. Can you imagine what that did to the psyche of a seven-year-old girl being abused by her father and her brother? Well, needless to say, she said that she felt stuck. As she grew older, there was self-pity, there was shame, there was guilt, self-condemnation. She said that she had, as I said, self-hate. And she felt stuck in these areas for all these years. It influenced her marriage, influenced her job, her relationships. Because, you know, when you're like this, when you've got this really disruption inside, it colors your whole life. She came to me. I was preaching a mission in her parish. She came to me. She said, "Father, I feel so stuck in my life. I've had this abuse in the past, and I don't know how to move through it." And I told her, I said, "You know what? As difficult as your past has been, you can move forward." I always come in with a very positive message because I really believe it. Because I've moved forward in my life, and I've seen people that have been abused move forward. So I said, "As difficult as it has been for you, I know that you can move forward, and God has a glorious future for you." And you know what she told me? She said, "You know, as bad as the self-hate is, the self-pity and the shame is," this is what she said. She said, "It's the only thing I know, and I've actually grown comfortable with it." And she said, "I'm afraid of moving forward because I don't know what it is." And this is what I told her. I said, "Don't be afraid of moving forwards. Be afraid of staying stuck." And I have to tell you, years later, I still have a relationship with this woman, counseling relationship via email. This woman has changed. She has become a wonderful woman of God, a very patient woman, very forgiving woman, a woman who's proactive with her life. She's moving forward. You see, one of the ways that you live with passion is by changing. You're energetic about your life. You look at your life and you move forward. You keep moving forward and you keep going and you keep growing. And no matter what your past has been, it's now the past. You may not be able to change your past, but you can change your future. And I want to tell you, don't be afraid of moving forward. Be afraid of staying stuck. Because it's when you're stuck that nothing happens. And that's your responsibility. With God's help and God's grace, you can move forward. And maybe you had a difficult past, but you can have a glorious future. Because God is in the business of changing people, helping people, gracing people to move forward. And you can change. You can go forward. You don't have to stay stuck. So I'm talking about living with passion. I'm talking about energy and exuberance and fire and making a difference in other people's lives, changing in your relationship toward God, but also changing yourself. It'll take some time. I have a saying that change may not happen immediately, but it will happen eventually if you don't give up. And that's part of living with passion. You don't give up. That's so important. So you don't have to stay stuck in any area of your life. You can move, you can grow, you can progress. You can change. You can go forward. This is one of the hallmarks of my ministry. I'm always talking to people about change and about moving forward. In fact, I've written many books. They'll be advertised after the program. But everywhere I go, this number one book seems to sell more than any of the other books that I have. Let me show it to you really quickly. It's called You Can Change. Very popular book. It's become my number one bestseller. And notice, I put in italics, you can change. In other words, it is possible to change. And I always feel like, I tell people this humorously, it makes a great gift for your spouse. You know, you see this book, You Can Change. Oh, by the way, honey, I was watching Father Cedric preach on TV and I got you a gift. Here, you can change. Well, you can change too, and maybe you ought to read it first before giving it to your spouse. So I want to tell you that all things are possible with God. Change is possible, and that's a part of passion. It's moving forward and it's changing. You can face your addictions. You can face a past that was full of hurt. You can face issues. You can face attitudes or mindsets. Your relationship with God can change. You can change and grow and mature and go forward. That's a part of living with passion. I've noticed in my own life that, you know what, there's main areas in my life. One of my main areas is my relationship with God, helping people, and changing. And you got to focus on those areas. That's a part of passion, living with passion. You focus on people, you focus on God, you focus on yourself. So let's continue to talk about this a little bit. In future programs, I'm going to talk about a man named Bartimaeus. This is a whole series called Live with Passion. I'm going to talk about a man named Bartimaeus who was sitting by the side of the road. He was blind. He was stuck. He wasn't moving. But one day he saw his moment and he changed. His whole life changed. He made a move. I'll talk about that. You can do the same thing. In other programs, I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit. See, you don't just change by your own willpower or by your own strength. You need the power of God, the grace of God, the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit that comes to make us holy. I'll talk about how love and self-acceptance can help you to change, and you can accept yourself through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then I'm going to talk about the passion. The passion, of course, the passion of Jesus Christ. That word passion means zeal and energy and enthusiasm, but it also means suffering. This is the passion of Jesus. See, in order to change, in order to have passion, you have to have purpose. And let me talk about that really quickly. I want to tell you about a man named Paul Danio. Paul Danio was born in 1694 in Orvieto, Italy. He was a very religious young man. He loved solitude. He was kind of a hermit. He loved to pray. He had the idea that God wanted him to found a community called the Poor of Jesus. So, he went to the Vatican, and when he got to the Vatican, he wanted to set up an appointment with the Pope, propose this idea about the Poor of Jesus. And when he got there, they looked at him. You know, here's this young man dressed like a hermit. And basically, they thought he was a derelict, and they threw him out, and they said, "Don't ever come back here again." It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz or something. You know, they slammed the door and said, "Get out of here." Well, he was disappointed and heartbroken. I mean, his inspiration from God was rejected. You know, he felt that God had inspired him to do this. What he did is he went to one of the major basilicas, St. Mary Major in Rome. It's one of the four major basilicas of Rome. And he went into the chapel of Mary. He had a great devotion to Mary, and he began to pray. And he sensed that God was inspiring him to make a vow to the passion. And he vowed himself to Jesus and to his passion. And he said, "Jesus, I'm going to proclaim you crucified. And I'm going to proclaim the meaning of the cross." And he sensed that Jesus not only wanted him to take that vow himself, but to raise up a community, not the Poor of Jesus, but the passionists that proclaim the passion of Jesus. He went back miraculously, get this. And I have to tell you this really quickly. That's part of passion. You don't give up. You stay determined. You're resolute. Well, maybe you face something in your life that you fail for, you quote, fail. Well, that's, I always say that obstacles are opportunities. You know, when it came to TV, I didn't all of a sudden, the red carpet wasn't rolled out for me. I had to face a lot of walls. I had to face a lot of obstacles. There was a lot of hardships to get this going. But I didn't give up. See, that's part of passion. And the same with your life. Just because you go through some hard things, you don't give up. You keep pressing on. I get emails from people all the time about, oh, I'm unemployed and I'm having problems with finances and different things like that. What I tell people is be proactive. Don't just wait for God to give it to you. You got to go out and do it too. And as you are proactive, as you have energy, doors will open for you. But don't give up. You may be being tested right now. Same for Paul. So he goes back to the Vatican, tries to get another appointment with the Pope. Miraculously, the door is open for him. He goes before the Pope. Here's this young man with this vision. The Pope loved the idea. A community dedicated to the Passion? Yes. Now the Passionists are in 56 countries in the world. We've been in existence for 300 years. You see my Passionist habit. Our first vow is to meditate upon the Passion and proclaim it to all the faithful people. And that's what I'm doing now via media, via TV, via writing, via preaching. Because his vision was there's tremendous purpose in the Passion. And if you can come to Christ crucified your whole life, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're divorced, widowed, or religious, whoever you are, you can live with purpose, with meaning, a reason for existing that will color your whole life and give you energy, zeal, enthusiasm, cause you to reach out to people, cause you to look within and to change, and cause you to deepen your relationship with Christ. So many people are living passionless lives. And what we need is purpose to live with passion. One of the beautiful things that I love to do, oh, by the way, just to tell you, St. Paul of the Cross has been canonized. A saint, Paul Danio, St. Paul of the Cross, one of the great saints of our church, because he didn't give up and he lived with passion. One of the things I love to do out in the back of our retreat center here, we're at the retreat center in Houston, is to walk the stations of the cross. We have beautiful stations out there. As you can see now, we're going to try to go out there and show you some of what it looks like. Beautiful trees, very contemplative. I'm especially struck with the stations where Jesus has fallen. The weight of the cross was heavy. He was burdened by the passion, but yet he got up. And he didn't just stay stuck. As hard as it was for him, he moved and got up. And some of you are going through a passion in your life. It may be a physical suffering, a relationship problem, a monetary trial, unemployment, whatever it is. Don't let it keep you down. Live with passion. You see, you've got purpose by your faith in God. Now, let it give you passion. God's with you to help you. You can do it. Get up and keep moving. And that has given me such purpose in my life, the passion. It's so beautiful. I was watching, talking about the passion now. We're talking about live. When I talk about live with passion, it means have energy, but it means have purpose in the passion. That's what these programs are all about. I'm directing you to the cross, to the passion, so that you can live with zeal. As Jesus said, as the Bible said about Jesus, zeal for your house has consumed me. I love that. Jesus was a person of passion. Really quickly, I was watching a program on the History Channel about crucifixion, the history of crucifixion. And it talked about how, you know, many people were crucified in different ways, but when it came to the passion of Jesus, they spent a lot of time on it. They really believe, you know, scholars have told us in the past that Jesus died from asphyxiation through, he couldn't breathe. Well, they said, well, if that's true, he wouldn't have been able to say anything either. But we know that on the cross, the seven last words of Jesus did speak. So for that to happen, he had some breath. So the scholars and the archaeologists and the doctors that examined the crucifixion of Jesus really believe this. This was a new theory that I really like, that when Jesus was going toward the cross, he had the platella over him, the cross beam, and when he fell, it was such a tremendous blunt to his heart, kind of like a car accident, that it caused what's called an aneurysm. It bruised his heart. And then finally, when he was on the cross and he was dying, the heart was under such pressure, it burst. And Jesus knew at that moment that it was over. And he cried out, it is finished. In other words, I want to tell you that Jesus died from a bruised and broken heart. And he died for you. And he died for me because he loves us. I want you to have passion. I want you to have purpose. With me, take a moment and simply surrender to the one who loves you deeply. Jesus, you gave your heart for me. I give my heart to you. I love you and I surrender to you. I want to live with passion. I want to change. I want to deepen my relationship with God. And I want to impact other people because you've impacted me so powerfully. The theme of these programs is live with passion, and you can do it. No matter where you are, how old you are, what your vocation is, you can do it because of the purpose that the passion gives. I invite you to live, celebrate, have energy, make a difference, change, grow, go forward. You've got the power through the Holy Spirit, but your responsibility is to make a move. And may God bless you, and remember, don't just live, live with passion.
You've reached the end of this teaching.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.